Blog Talk Radio.
Kristen, turn on the music.
Show everybody, I'm your host Golden Hawk, and I am super excited. We are flying high, and I have amazing people surrounding me on the air, on the phone lines, as well as in person at Pymander Bookstore. And tonight's going to be a really big night and a really big shoe. We're doing a really big shoe tonight because it's tonight is my fifth anniversary of doing another reality show, and well, I couldn't be more pleased. My little baby is no longer a baby. She's not a preschooler; she's still a toddler. But you know, we could also hit PhD at the rate we're going, you know, in a matter overnight. So, you know, I'm happy that she has legs. She's walking on her own, and I'm totally stoked. We have a lot of Rose with us, who is actually with me the very first show I ever did. So it's super cool that she's here. We're definitely going to have to get her on the air. And I have my beloved Stephanie Besson with me, who's my mastermind cohort.
Groupie.
No, not at all. And we have the beloved Janine Kimmel and Dawn Leader, who are also both participating with me in the mastermind group. Hopefully Jim Wirt will be joining us because he's the fifth player of the mastermind group. And I'm super excited. You know, everything is coming through. Literally in the last 5 seconds before the show went live, we fixed the computer glitch, and we were able to have my beautiful people friends who called in. We're able to get through, and they're going to be able to be heard. So, you know, as everything that Goldie does, it's pretty much, you know, I am flying by the seat of my pants, and what needs to be addressed and acknowledged actually is, and in the last 5 seconds before the show went live, it just all clicked, and it was okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it's a standard that all of us are going to need to have to get used to, because in the now moment, planning only takes you so far, and to actually go beyond that experience, you got to jump off the cliff and, you know, and know, because there's a knowingness, right, guys? Well, first of all, let's get everybody on the air. All right, so I'll introduce you one at a time so you can say hi. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Stephanie saw the microphone and wanted to dance at the store. And Janine, welcome to the show.
Hello, and you're at a bookstore?
We are. We're at a Pymander Bookstore, which is a metaphysical bookstore in Norwalk.
Oh, that's fun. No, I didn't. It's fun that you're there.
Yeah, it is, indeed. I love promoting Kristen, and She allows me to come and be a total cuckoo bird, so we love Kristen. I'll get her to say hi. She will only say hi, you know, come to the bookstore, bye. She's a beautiful host. She just doesn't
want to
play.
Hello.
There she
is.
Hi, Kristen. We
it's
love
so
you.
So nice having you here, Goldie.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
She's awesome. And Dawn, my beautiful sister Dawn. Say hi, Dawn.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, and say, go ahead. And Alana Rose.
Hello. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Alana was literally holding my hand on show number one, telling me to breathe.
Aww.
She was 14 years old.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, it was exquisite. I mean, she stayed with me like the first like 8 or 9 weeks of the show's birthing, because I didn't have the courage to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then through circumstances, I was like, she literally said to me, and I was like, I think I'm ready to fly alone. And without any ego, this beautiful star kid said, you got it, Goldie, and if you need any help, give me a call. I mean, it was,
wow.
Yeah, it was, she's my girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been nannying her since she's 7 years old, and now she's my little protege. Yeah, I'm her mentor. Because people used to say, why is there a 41-year-old hanging out with a 14-year-old? And me and Alana, I mean, we knew our connection. We didn't. It didn't matter to us what other people thought. It was, and mostly it was.
Why not?
Well, and then Alana's boyfriend at present, Matt. Hi, Matt. He goes, so you were her mentor. And I looked at him, and like in a single word, I said, why didn't I think of that word? Like 5 years ago when, you know, there was a lot of political pressure from her family going, why are you hanging out with my kid? And it's like, well, one, I love her, and two, you know, we're doing amazing things. Why wouldn't you want me to hang out with her? You know, we were exploring the world. So, you know, here's to mentors all over the world. Cheers. We love you. Yes.
And mentorees.
And mentorees, indeed.
That recognize it.
So, okay. Well, how is everybody doing?
Oh, good. I saw the seals again.
Oh, nice. Well, you know what?
Right.
I think let's share that. Actually, Dawn, would you do me the divine pleasure of sharing what a mastermind group, you know, is by nature? Because that's kind of what, you know, I'm encouraging for to be tonight.
Sure. Excuse me, because I got something stuck in my throat a little bit ago. So,
no problem. And let me know if you need time to grab a drink or something. I can, you know, we can. I'll have Stephanie say.
Okay.
You should have seen the look.
I was going to say, wow, I'm sure I could feel that energy change. Well, you know, normally mastermind groups are groups that get together periodically and they support one another in choosing to move forward in people's lives and help make shifts happen and paths grow. And sometimes there's sharing of good and bad. However, the difference with our group, what we chose to do was when we connect, we're like all over the country, so we connect by teleconference and also through a private Facebook page. And what we chose to do with our mastermind group was when we have our call once a week to, excuse me, really focus on the great things that are happening in our life. And sometimes that may be challenges, and those may be great things happening. excuse me, keep the
are
energy
okay,
high,
babe?
Though.
Yeah. Come on, all together, everybody on the call, send Dawnie lots of loving energy right to the throat chakra.
Should I tell you how this happened? Because this is really funny.
Of course, this is all about spontaneity. Definitely.
I like had a bad day today, right? One of those challenging days today.
I'm
and
telling you.
So I felt like I needed sugar, right? So I stopped at the store to get some candy.
Okay.
And like 5 minutes ago, I bite into this piece of candy and it like explodes in my throat.
Wow.
I don't mean to laugh. I can hear my little Anya going, don't laugh at her. She got hurt.
Oh.
I can hear.
It explodes in my throat and I go, oh, maybe I didn't eat that piece of candy.
Right. Well, it sounds like an old program playing.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Absolutely. So back to our mastermind group. So what we chose to do is keep our energy upbeat and high during our call. So it's like and concise. And so we focus on, you know, connecting our energies and staying real high and real positive. And each one of us shares what great happened and what our intention for the next week is. And then at the end, we connect again and we support that energy and we move forward. And then through our Facebook, if something comes up, we support each other that way. And we're always there for each other, honoring one another's, you know, business and their time and all of that, but to support each other in other ways throughout that, our time. But our calls, we really keep high energy. And it's been amazing.
It has been amazing. Now, we're definitely, you know, we each have a story to share, but, you know, in all honesty, you know, the whole group was very enthusiastic about, you know, doing the show tonight, because what we're really pretty much all hoping you, you know, the listening audience gets from this is that, you know, it's not that we're special, you know, that we got chosen for a mastermind group. It's that we were all open to really committing ourselves to once a week, showing up, doing the energy and the commitment of, you know, setting the intention, sharing the experience, being open to the potential of magic that comes from group consciousness. And, you know, all of this together, I want everybody to know, oh, my God, everybody should have four or five people in a mastermind group. Why wouldn't you want to take advantage of, there's incredible energy flowing all over the planet right now. And I just have to say something to the side right now, because, Dawn, you, me, did you have a challenging day today?
No.
Did you have a challenging day emotionally?
Oh,
yeah,
this morning
very,
a little.
Very,
no.
Like, aggravated. Like, very
talking.
The whole, closer. The actually pretty much the entire day from when I woke up was I was very happy and everything was going great and I thought I was going to get a lot done. And then it's like I hit a wall.
Yep.
Matt and I both, we both felt the same thing and we both knew that it wasn't angry at each other.
Okay.
There was just like an anger inside that was just like frustrating that nothing could like make it okay. It was just very like anxiety filled. And later on the day, he texted me, and he's like, I was really aggravated today. He's like, I still am. I don't know why. And I was like, you know, just feel it. And I went to school and came home, and we started to feel better. But it's like we hit a wall, and
okay, so,
it just exploded.
So that's Alana. Me and Scott had a blowout. Well, we didn't have a blowout, but, I mean, that was beautifully expressed. Dawn, I don't know if it felt the same, you know, for you, the wall part. Kristen, the owner, said she was triggered today.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, Anya and Sahana, were literally, I mean, they're normally, you know, pretty loving. You know, they're 6 and 3. They haven't hit the, you know, the puberty thing where they hate each other on, you know, long-term things. You know, they're loving to each other. The animosity towards each other was, it was so profound that I started saying to myself, it almost feels artificial. Because I had the exact same feeling when I woke up today. I had that song by, not the Chili Pepper, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good, Good Night. But I had it from Today's Gonna Be a Good, Good Day. Like, I just felt really good. I was telling Stephanie I had a dream that was wonderful. And then, you know, I mean, I watched the girls have challenges. And then when I talked to Scott, I had challenges at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock that just, like, felt like, everything about the energy was telling, you know, was encouraging me, you know, divide, division and divide. I saw it happening with Anya. I don't want to be with anybody. And it's like, I really believe part of it is that what's happening for me anyways with tonight's show and all of us talking and everything is to really put it out there that for the light workers and the conscious workers and the energy movers, once we know that, you know, as we get closer to kind of having breakthroughs, because there was also a solar flare, I didn't post it just yet on Facebook, but there was a solar flare, like a quarter of the sun did a burp today that, I mean, they were like, this is astronomical. And so, like, you know, even astrologically, there's something happening. And what happens is, so when we get a lot of energy, if the powers that be that don't want us to move to the next level, it's easy to take that natural energy, tweak it with a frequency that creates a division, you know, an angst and an anxiety within ourselves. And, you know, I'm not saying we're going to have World War III, but in the little microcosms of all our relationships, it's just too easy to blow it all to bits. You know, to just end things and be, and then feel guilty afterwards. So what I would just recommend to everybody is, this is what I did, and I mean, God bless Alana, who's 19, and she, well, don't feel it. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean, you want to feel it, but you don't want to react to the, whatever the trigger is, verbally or, like, because I kept texting Scott and not sending him and then deleting him. Because I just had to, I was like, okay, and then I went on the site and did a meditation, one of Lisa's meditations, and then I came here, and, you know, Pymander always makes me feel better. But, and I, so I'm feeling it kind of move through me where it's like a fish with a hook. You know, it can dangle, it can tantalize. The key is if we don't bite, then it just moves through us. And then it's, yeah, it's done. And I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, no matter what the age, from 3 to 33 to 93, everybody felt something today. And the sun does a major solar flare. It's like we, in our awareness, we got to recognize that those things are wonderful for us, but they're also kind of tools, if handled improperly, can set us back, you know, months, or it's not even a time frame, just set us back frequency-wise and energetic-wise. So the key to battling that is just simple awareness. You know, get on a treadmill, go to nature, you know, hug a tree. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, boy, it works for Goldie.
Something like not self-destruction. Like, don't...
Well,
put...
right, don't implode on it. That's exactly, because that's what... like I said, it can just be utilized, because then once we get through it, I really believe what will come afterwards is the tremendous insights, because we now we're not tacking onto this guilt and...
And hiding from the breakthrough.
Hiding from the breakthrough.
And putting the layers on top of the breakthrough.
Absolutely. Dawn, how does that resonate with you? How do you? Because I know you're extremely intuitive.
Yeah, well... A lot of what you guys are saying really resonates with me, in that I woke up this morning thinking, oh, this is a good day, you know, like some things are shifting. And at some point this afternoon, all of a sudden, some stuff came up for me. In my corporate job, and I had, it was so much energy for me, you guys, that I was starting to shake. I had to walk away.
Wow.
And I, it is an energy that has been sitting dormant for so long that had to move.
Right.
And so by the time I got back to my desk, I'm like crying and just shaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to, though, voice my concern, because I'm a lot of times a mediator.
Mm.
And it was like, I felt like I was being attacked and I couldn't do my job anymore.
Mm.
And so I needed to stand up for myself and voice that. So I actually did. I sent my bosses, who are the owners of the business, an email and told them I'm seriously considering leaving the company. And, you know, some things don't change tomorrow. We're going to have some discussions, some serious discussions next week. And then I just left the office.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, when I started to breathe and got out of there, it was like, well, where is this? What I started to recognize then was I not only was angry at these people I work with, I was angry with me for allowing myself to be abused, for allowing myself to put myself in a place of jeopardizing my truth, for allowing myself to I didn't fully stand up for myself in lots of different situations, and I could see where deeply this has been a pattern in my life. And of course, I feel like I've, you know, done clearing work on this before. And yet, you know, I told Jeff, I said, this really needed to move. It was such a deep old energy that it really needed to move. And I really find that correlation for me in a lot of things that are happening in the world, let alone what's happening right here in Wisconsin.
No, yeah. Absolutely. You know, this is the women and the divine feminine saying, enough is enough. In fact, ready?
Yeah.
To all the divine feminine. I'm in a bookstore. I'm a little crazy. I mean that, though, Dawn. Every woman that stands up makes it easier for the next woman to do the same, you know?
Right.
Even normally, I would agree with you.
Yeah, okay. Normally I would agree with you, like, not to kind of just sit back and observe and watch and not react right away. And today I went, I've done that forever. Today I need to act, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. The other thing I noticed is, like you said, there was this sun flare today.
Yeah.
There actually was a huge one 3 days ago, and usually what I recognize is the energy takes three days to affect us on Earth.
Yes, in fact, Steve Rother in the group talks about that exactly, 72 to 76 hours. So that means what we're feeling today is also going to happen it's going to just keep going, in other words, because
we
had it today, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know about the one 3 days ago. I usually get them on my weather thing, but see that, doesn't that kind of make sense? You know, and it's funny, everybody I'm talking to, actually, everybody's female who had the experience today. Oh, no, Matt, yeah, Alana's boyfriend, actually, too, okay.
Might be really, really harmonized with his masculine and feminine, and so that would come up for him also.
Absolutely, and let's be clear, this is not just the divine feminine. It is not about the female gender. It is about the divine feminine in every single human being on the planet. I mean, you know, it's actually about the divine feminine throughout the entire planet, the plants, the tree, you know, the animals, the air, the water. It's a building block of reality. This is not just a female thing. So, indeed.
Goldie, I want to hear how you started the mastermind group. How did that come?
Okay, thank you. Let's bring it back. That's my step. So let's see. Well, in all honesty, I have wanted to do a mastermind group for about 4 or 5 years. Their Unity Church had started one, and I would go and, you know, everybody kind of getting to know me as everybody's getting to know me. I don't always do so well in groups. And, you know, for whatever the reason, it didn't work out prior to this, but I really did. Well, I woke up one day and I was like, the Facebook energy and that sense of connection that I get from Facebook, I was like, you know, I bet you I could find 4, 5, 6 people to do it this time, because we're already connecting, you know, really intimately on Facebook. And as soon as I had that thought of the Facebook, names just started popping into my head. You know, and you and Dawn and Janine, and because what I really loved, and because actually, hold on, is this Jim? If you're on the phone, hit 1 so we can have you. Is that Jim or is that somebody else? Area code 360. If you're Jim, press 1 on your thing, because I don't remember your phone number. And if you want to be part of the show because you're part of the mastermind group, that would be awesome. And if not, you don't. If 360, if you're not Jim, don't, you know. And you just want to listen, I totally honor that. So anyway, so oh, did it just go up? It is Jim.
Oh yeah.
I'm the 360.
Are you Jim? Is this Jim?
No, this is Tiger in Washington.
Oh, Tiger! He did call. Steph said you were going to call. That's awesome. Okay, I'm just going to mute you, but we'll bring you on definitely to share in the conversation.
No worries.
Okay, thanks. So you know, once I established the Facebook connection, it seemed to me it was going to be, you know, like this was just a natural next step. And, again, that's why what I'm encouraging everybody to do, we all have Facebook connections where you know that there's a certain group of people that there's just a divinity. And it's not that it's always, you know, peaches and cream. That's clearly not my situation. It's just there's a trust. There's an understanding of a resonance. Because it doesn't matter where any of us are. What matters is to have the understanding from our peers of where we are. Not that I wish I was someplace else, but I'm right here, and you know, I'm spinning or I'm confused. Because when Dawn was sharing about the mastermind, you know, how we absolutely are conscious that on our calls we kind of follow the Abraham Hicks guideline of get in, feel good, get out. But we've experienced beyond that. We've expanded beyond that. That I mean, I would call Stephanie and Dawn and Janine during the week. You know, if I was having a struggle or, you know, just like listen, can just send some energy my way. I'm working through a process or a clarity. So it becomes a support group that goes truly as far and as deep as anybody's open and willing to go with.
And it's never an energy drain.
That's an excellent point.
That's
an excellent point.
It's always, if you're not feeling good that day, it's not an energy drain from that one person. It's like, what are you moving through?
Yeah.
It's always a support in moving through, and everybody has that feeling in the group.
Yeah. Well. Let's ask, do you guys ever feel drained from the whether a call from during the week or I mean, I can't imagine our Tuesday night calls getting drained. We all seem to be flying.
No.
Right? It feels good, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely feels good.
I think this is a good segue. Janine, we got to share the story, you know, about the amazing person that, you know, the M&M group is what I, you know, so lovingly called us. We played a part energetically, physically, tangibly, in saving someone's life. And this was within, the first 2 or 3 weeks of us, correct?
Yeah. Well, it was December 4th that it happened, and it felt very soon after and felt so extraordinary how everything fell into place. And, you guys were, and it just turned out that I shared it with you because it was so extraordinary that on a Saturday, December 4th, I was doing a children's book signing and coloring at a beautiful place where they sold Christmas trees and things, and Santa Claus was there, and I had a little helper who was like a fairy with me, and she alerted me that a 40-year-old woman had collapsed, and her little boy was with her, and I, being a nurse by background, instinctively went to look for this woman. No one was doing anything because nobody, I don't think, knew what to do, but there were at least probably 300 people there seeing Santa Claus and with their children, and I knew she was bad right away, and really bad, though, you know, and I just sensed it, and no heart, no pulse rate, and I just started resuscitating, or I breathed into her lungs deeply. I knew she needed oxygen, and I started, you know, doing CPR, and then this man came along and said, "Do you want me to help?" And I said, "Yeah." And but it was so she felt so gone that, you know, I didn't think this was going to work, but I just kept doing it. And it was at least 20 minutes before the police came with a defibrillator, and then there was no heartbeat, and we defibrillated her, shocked her heart like 6 times, and then EMT came, and I noticed her pupils were very dilated, and there just was nothing happening. But, you know, at the very end, the defibrillator tells you that there must have been a faint heartbeat. But so I went back to my book signing, and 2 hours later I was informed that she was stable but in very guarded, you know, condition, and the next 48 hours were critical. So on Tuesday I found out that she was on a respirator but unconscious. And, you know, I felt ambivalent because I was so happy that I helped her, but I was so worried that she was going to be severely damaged. And so it was difficult. And so I shared it with the group that night. And, you know, it was extraordinary. I didn't even think of sharing it with the group, but then there it was. And then spontaneously, Dawn did the most beautiful prayer in this language that, you know, was just stunning, an ancient language, it seemed like. And it was just another extraordinary experience like Saturday. Then this was extraordinary. And then the following, so, I, you know, a week went by, and the following week, a week later, I find out and I share with the group that I called the police and I found out that she had been transferred for a pacemaker because so she could never have an irregular heartbeat again, but that the only damage at that time was temporary memory loss, but that she was going to be fine, and she went home before Christmas and shared and had Christmas with her son and her family, and all she was a little tired and sore, and it was extraordinary.
I just have to add, though, that the Tuesday before the incident happened,
yeah,
Janine's intention for the week was put me in the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
I was like,
so
I didn't
true.
Want to say that if you were going to say it, but you didn't say it. I'm like, because
no,
remember,
but I didn't even. I don't. I do now, but that's extraordinary in itself because I do now that you. I remember saying that, but I didn't put two and two together that. You're right, and I had said that, and, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence, I think, you know. I'm not, you know, so it was extraordinary, and the group was beautiful, and we were all part of it. I didn't even know her name, and it didn't matter. You know, it was the woman who I encountered, and she encountered me, and then she encountered the group with me, and it was extraordinary, and you know, and there she is now, going on with her life, and she's only 4 years old, and it's incredible. And then just another little piece, well, not little, but another extraordinary thing is that, you know, I was uncomfortable last night during the night. I'd wake up and kind of, you know, like, and then I'd go back to sleep. But then, once again, I went down the beach, and which I only live 10 minutes from, and I've been running along the ocean now for about the last 2 weeks because of the snow. It's not on the beach. And in for the last week, I've come down there, and there are these two seals. Almost seems like they're waiting for me. And they look at me, and they followed me when I was running yesterday. And today I come down on the beach, and right away I see the head pop up out of the water. And it's incredible. And it's just another kind of wow connection to, like, because that's never happened to me before, and I've lived here for, you know, all my life in this area, and I just thought I could tell you that it says on the internet, I looked up seal medicine, and it says seal medicine includes protection during change, dreaming and lucid dreaming, imagination, creativity, protection from danger, movement through emotions, and the inner voice. And then it says, Water is a creative element and symbolizes the feminine imagination and intuition. If the seal appears in your life, pay close attention to your imagination and insight in the waking state and in dream time. A lot of what you imagine generally has a strong basis in reality, no matter how far off it may seem. People with seal as a power animal are generally highly imaginative and very creative. They will need activities to channel and direct this. The seal can show you how to develop and focus your imagination. But I just want to read you this one more little part here. It's incredible. It says, when we are afraid of drowning into the depths of ourselves, seal, being a good swimmer and knowing how to flow with the ever-changing current, reminds us how to swim with the current. When we do this, the negative feelings we have created, such as worry, fear, and anxiety, are released from our minds. If seal enters your life, you are being asked to review the ebb and flow of your thoughts and emotions and find and keep a point of balance. So I thought that was really great. And,
well,
and
I mean, after what was just spoken about this afternoon, I mean, it's like, because remember, and this is what I want the audience to get, is what happens to the group, what happens to the individual, the group experiences, because that's the intention. So
And I've been running down there with the group in my intention as well. And so the seals I always thought were for everyone, you know, for you
of
guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
At a time when we're getting nailed with solar business and keep that solar business in where you can see it. because we did just say this Tuesday night, because Janine had seen the seals last week, so we were like, okay, well, if you see the seals this week, think of us. Bring us in so we can have that divinity, which
and
is
did,
really
and
amazing.
Well,
yes, we were
about.
All going through tilt today. You know, as our Richter scale was off the hook. so that is, you know, again, I don't have to make this stuff up. It just happens. You know, when you trust. Because, you know, one of the things I get is, especially on Facebook, it's so obvious people are starting to really, on some level, grasp that something can be non-physical and affect our lives physically. You know, it's not like you need a bat to be struck in your head struck in your head with, you know, like Alana was saying, a wall of energy that stops you in your tracks. You know, we're just becoming too aware to know that we're going beyond our five senses whether we like it or not. That's where we're going. The human species is evolving. You know, bitch and moan all you want. The human species is evolving. But with groups like the Mastermind, what it does is you evolve with it. And by evolving with it, you start learning how to harness and navigate. It's not about control, because I don't think when Janine said, put me in the right place at the right time, she thought she would be doing, you know, CPR on the woman at the book signing. You know, that she figured she'd, you know, get some gigs for her story and sellings of her books. But, you know, divinity just doesn't work in a limited way. Divinity works because we are divine. You know, it's just about being congruent with it. And
yeah,
so,
and I think the seals to me also are a reminder of just this, like you said, it's a non-physical, but there's a connection because, you know, it's uncanny how they look at me and they'll follow as I run and they just look up and they're like, and it just feels like more than just seals looking at me. It feels connected, you know.
Hey,
and,
listen, you don't have to convince us. I believe you.
That was better than the time I spent with my boyfriend today.
What?
She goes, what?
Wait, what?
Stephanie was making a...
yeah.
A Sex in the City joke. I love you. So, all right, Dawn, do you want to share how the Dawn's actually involved in a couple of mastermind groups. I mean, so clearly you really do get that this works.
Absolutely. You know, I just love the thing that really sticks out for me with this group, though, is the commitment. You know, we started this group, I think, in November.
Like right after Thanksgiving, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think
right
I did one in California, so it was right. Yeah, I was in California.
Oh, maybe it was. You're right. Maybe it was right before Thanksgiving.
Right
actually.
Before Thanksgiving, yeah.
Okay, yep.
And and I think there, we figured that we only missed 1 week where everyone,
right.
You know, either energy was low or, you know, people had things going on. So there always were at least two or more people that made it every week. We've all missed weeks,
yep.
But with, you know, five people involved, you still have, you know, two people who help support that energy, or, you know, you're coming together. And we all connect in energetically, even if we can't, you know, make it to the phone call. However, you know, the thing that's the greatest is the amplification of the energy.
Mm.
When, you know, when we're supporting one another's desire, intention of movement in life and connecting with the universe in that, you know, that desire to move, and then we all connect together in supporting that, it just has really, you know, amplified my path and the way I desire to move in my life, and, you know, the ability to be able to start making steps into living and doing more of my passion work rather than, you know, corporate work. So it's just so exciting. And I do have a group that I work with locally, but we're a smaller group, and so there's only three of us. And so, you know, if two people can't make it, then we're skipping weeks. Or if some of us are traveling, then we're skipping weeks. And so the nice thing about a little bit bigger group is that there's always enough people to be committed and support the group every week.
Yeah, and I think it's important to be, you know, fluid in something like this, because we are definitely committed. You know, that's obvious to me. And it was important, like, some of my very early intentions were, you know, help me not to control, because the desire to want to control, you know, for me, you know, is, you know, it's like the size of the sun, you know, having half of it float off into the sky. I mean, it's there's a desire to want it to be exactly the way I wanted it to turn out, and the gift of letting go of the control is the organic chemistry of it. That, you know, I can't even tell you how these kind of groups bless my life. I mean, because, like, one of the stories I want to share is early in the in the mastermind group, I kept saying I want to experience knowing. I was starting to understand through things that I was reading that there's a consciousness that is trying. There's a consciousness that is believing, and there's a consciousness that is knowing. You know, and, you know, to skip the, you know, the whole, you know, reasons why, my belief system is they're not going to, I don't have to start off believing and then begin trying and then begin knowing. That's a linear illusion. I can simply know immediately, because I'm intending to just know. I don't have to learn. I don't have to be taught. I can simply open my experience up to know. And I've worked with enough teachers who have done this, Almeen being one of them, and actually Dawn being another, that, you know, I just kept pushing, okay, I want to know. And, boy, you know, last week I had an experience with you know, my ninth dimensional Andromeda self, and my dream state is opened up. Last night I had a dream with some pilot whales, and it's so funny that, you know, I brought up that Alana helped me 5 years ago, you know, after a couple of weeks doing the show with me, it was time to fly solo. Last night in my dream, there was this little mini helicopter. It kind of looked like a smart car, but it was a helicopter. And there was a pilot, and he kept going to me, "You're ready to fly alone. You're ready to fly solo." And, you know, because I said in the dream, I didn't post it on Facebook because I said in the dream, "No, I'm not." And, you know, the pilot kept going, "Yeah, you are." And, you know, I'm starting to understand when you ask for knowing, I'm acting now not knowing. And that, you know, the clarity is there, though, because if I step in and step out and take a risk, everybody, boy, I can't tell you enough. Take a risk. Go against the tide. Go towards your fears. Go where you least expect yourself to find this wisdom. And the energy that's coming through the planet right now will absolutely support. But, I mean, for me, because I had basically said last week that, you know, I had set a commitment up that I was going to not do plant medicine anymore. And I spoke too soon. Goldie is still experiencing plant medicine. And, you know, because I recognize that, you know, the minute you say it on the air, there's kind of a commitment that, you know, listen, Alana will testify to this. When we used to do the show up in Rhode Island, we would say things on the air like, "Oh, we have this down and we have that down. You know, we're processing. We're cool. We're doing it." And then life would show up and go, "Yeah, prove it." I mean, I can't tell you how many dark rides home we had from Rhode Island because we just tooted our horn that we were in the light and we could handle everything and we were just, you know, it was an intellectual statement that once you're saying it on the radio, it's almost like the universe goes, "You've amplified." So that attraction to prove, so to say, not prove, but to be that which you say, to walk your talk. And so I would like to make an announcement. I'm not done with plant energy yet. because I'm not. For me, when I let go of cigarettes, I was ready to let go of cigarettes. So if I'm not done with this energy yet because I still want to experience some duality, then I own it. And I'm honest, and I think that's what everybody loves about me is that I own it, and I'm honest. And Alana's going, 3 cheers for Goldie and plant medicine. So, you know, that's just my truth. That is where I am. But I'll tell you, that dream between the pilot whales and this, you know, the thing last night and that meditational experience, which I wasn't even in a sleep state when, you know, I saw Andromeda and the Milky Way galaxy blending together, and I can't even tell you the expansional awareness that the energy and the frequency and the consciousness that was speaking to me was me at levels of, you know, the presence I am as a planet and as a galaxy, which we all are. But when you connect to that, you know, it kind of just, it's like, I believe we all get the next step. It's almost like the future coming to the present to heal the past. You know, it starts becoming a circular experience time because I have an intellectual knowingness that, you know, everybody has a consciousness that, you know, starts from a microcosm and expands to the macrocosm. But when you start actually experiencing these connections, they're God experiences, for lack of a better word. You know, it's creator, it's expansive, and mine are coming, and hands down, I give the credit to, you know, the group supporting my desire to know and their ability to expand, because Stephanie and Dawn are two of the most expansive people I know. You know, they come from the heart. They're not limited in the intellect. And they are, you know, they're really big experiences. And so when I'm in a group with them and saying, "I want to know and I want to be expanded," it's like they just kind of, I don't know how it works. You know what I mean? I don't know how what light turns on when I flip the switch, but I intend, you know, you flip the switch and the light goes on. And so, again, I'm really, you know, the cheerleader. Find your groups. And if you can't find them, create them. You know, I just sent out emails and said, hey, guys, what do you think about doing a mastermind group? And, you know, and everybody said yes. So, you know, like I said, it's powerful experiences. It's a powerful group. I feel, you know, today, well, tomorrow is actually my birthday, but tonight being the show, and my greatest gift is that, you know, I got my mastermind group with me, because it's an interesting thing to fly solo but have support while you're doing it. I mean, it's almost like the best of both worlds. You just can't beat that with a stick. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's something I've desired my whole life. And
it's like we're passing by each other in planes in the sky, like, hey.
Yeah, well, and, or, you know, cords and wormholes. Nothing limited to just the sky. Exactly. It's just a very, it's powerful. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I'm really grateful to is, I'm pretty much trying to live my life transparently. I mean, that's just part of who I am. But the group, we really have a, there's a respect for confidentiality, and there's a respect that, you know, it's kind of like the Vegas thing, you know, what happens at the group stays in the group.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Yeah. I mean, and yet, you know, no one's ever said, don't say anything, you know, it's because that would be a limiting, you know, it just seems like it's an understate, you know, an undercurrent of, I don't know, there's a trust between us that, you know, we're just there to energetically help all of us process ourselves into more and more expansion. I think, because would you guys all agree that, you know, there's an underlying intent from all of us of expansion?
I don't even speak of the group in the week. I'm thinking about it. I never even talk about the group to people, but the group is with me.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah. What about you, Dawn?
I agree with you that there's a underlying expansion thread, I think, for all of us. And I don't necessarily speak about the whole group with lots of other people either. It's just like it's just there. You know, the connection between us is established, and you know, we experienced very similar things today, and it's not the first time. I mean, when we spoke the other day, there were similar things even from all of us starting to exercise differently than we had been, just started to happen. And, you know, Goldie and Stephanie are near each other, so they had chosen to do it together. But Janine had started to run on the beach, and I had started to do some running with my new little dog, and doing some different exercising also. And so it, you know, was just kind of there's an organic connection between us now, it seems. And the, you know, it's a safe place to share, and everyone has so much integrity and wanting to be authentic and share that authenticity. So,
you're beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I love you guys. This whole experience. I mean, we're in 2011, and I just can't encourage enough. There are tools, you know. I mean, the tools of might and fight and right. All that is. Those are old, outdated. You know, it's like XP, man. Get up to Vista. Create a mastermind group. And like I said, you know, meditate on it. It's not just you don't want to just pick five people. You want to pick, because like what I liked was we had writers and we had corporate and, you know, we had healers.
Lawyers.
And Jim is, a politician of sorts, and I love diversity. I mean, I'm such a component in a serving of awareness that there's unity in diversity. I clearly wouldn't want to be on the phone with five more me's. Right? No, make them go away. I'm so grateful you guys put up with me. But you know, there's an energy, and I want to also set the note too that mastermind groups, I think, inherently in the past have been about creating abundance and finance, and the focus is very much about the yeah. financial aspect. For how do I get more clients
or a job?
And it's not that we haven't talked about that, but in all honesty, we tend to focus on more of it's a different goal.
Fulfillment.
Yes. Good
energetic
word.
Fulfillment.
Yes.
And expansion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, way beyond just the material world of Earth. You know, I mean
yeah.
Right? And I'm, like I said, I'm not saying that you know, mastermind groups for that intent, because actually, hey, if five of you are in, if that's what you're all focused on, then, you know, I guess, hey, knock yourself out. I'm never in, money comes. That I just know it. I trust it. And truth be told, I live on a very small budget because I've acquired my own living.
You're so fulfilled.
Because I'm fulfilled. It's energetically. It's all about how my body is running energy. And as long as I'm safe and I'm fed and I'm warm and, you know, I'm clothed, I'm good. I'm good on, you know, very little. And yet I'm open as, you know, as we conglomerate and as we, you know, organically, you know, our seed, similar, like the show is 5 years old. The show has become a toddler. Literally, I see it that, you know, she's walking on her own and, you know, but toddler walking. Our M&M group is, we're not a newborn, you know, so, you know, we're going into solid foods. Alana's cracking. But I see things in growing periods because everything to me becomes an organic experience. Nothing is, you know, so we are all part of a baby called the M&M group, and the commitment is the baby doesn't die. Listen, sometimes the baby dies, so you try again, you know, find a different DNA donor. You know? But if you look at things like that, you understand that it's not going to happen overnight. And yet, on that same thought, there's not a linear experience of it. It's, you know, I took a leap and a bound in my experience of the Andromeda. I mean, I've had some expanded experiences in my lifetime. You know, I've never spoken to my Andromeda self. I just can't tell you how super thrilled I am. And, you know, by the way, it's scientific. And, like, acknowledge that the Milky Way galaxy will blend with the Andromeda galaxy. Yeah, they are on a collision course. So, you know, when I experience this from a spiritual point of view, you know, I don't know, and I realize this is probably trillions and trillions of years from now, but there's something about, I don't know, that knowingness, as knowing myself as not just a physical body, but layers and levels of awareness and intelligence that in absolute truth are contributing to my physical experience. You know, that's the organicness. It, you know, science has also proven there's 12 other dimensions that, you know, parallel realities that, you know, in one you walk left and one you walk right and one you walk straight into the wall, you know, and the other eight, whatever. So, you know, that can help you understand when, like, energetics, like today, hit, you know, that it's not just your physical life that you're experiencing. There's a depth to life, you know. The shadow really comes in, and I don't mean the shadow from a negative. I mean the depth of the picture. The shadow brings depth. And having a wisdom in that and having some kind of connection, even, I mean, I don't meditate every night and connect with the Andromedas, but once I know I do, I know it's there, even if this level of 3D isn't aware of it. I know it's there, so it's almost like nurturing that, and you know, I feel safe knowing that even if this was body was to go, well, you know, there's still a me blending the Milky Way galaxy and the Andromeda galaxy. And, you know, I'm also, let me say with all truth, I'm so grateful that I have friends in my life that I can speak to you the way I'm speaking. I was just thinking that. And, you know, you guys aren't all going, you know, Goldie's a whack job. You know, I mean, because I think more and more and more of us. Stephanie just raised the finger. And it wasn't her middle one. Well, I really do believe the awakening is happening, whatever the level, whether we're becoming aware of the astral plane or we're becoming aware of the ninth dimensional plane or the 12th dimensional plane, we're all becoming aware of our next, of the next level of expansion for ourselves. And it's so important to have a space and a group and a family. Truly, let's family is no longer about a bloodline. Family is about
physical.
Well, physical. Well, Dawn's not physical.
Exactly.
It's not physical.
That's what I was going to say. We're moving beyond the physical of a group community that are in the physical realm.
Exactly.
And we're connecting on the phone, and that seems to take us to a higher level.
Because it's expansional by nature, right? We're connecting to Wisconsin, and we're connecting to Jersey, and we're connecting to Connecticut, and I think Jim's in D.C.
Washington.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. And to trust that it's real. To see, that's
the divinity comes in.
It does, because it's always been there. We're just kind of...
the limitations of the body and,
yeah,
and the person to person.
We used to think, right, family could only be, you know, that which is living in your, you know, next room
that you
over.
Feed, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I figured out quickly when I was dropping my third dimensional family, or I should say they were dropping me, that, you know, I remember having an awareness one day that I've had issues with significant relationship, intimate partners and stuff, pretty much my whole life. I had one relationship that I loved. But anyways, it became very clear to me that it was always my friends that got me through everything. You know, cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, brothers. No, that's not who helped me get through my stuff. I mean, because I can remember even saying to Lilana, family is about, you know, your soul, because that's what I mean. My intention day and night is always connect to the soul, connect to the soul, connect to the soul. So if that would be, then it would make sense that my family could potentially be scattered across the planet, because the soul doesn't work by geographical location. Right, it works. Yeah, exactly. It's a resonance of purpose and, you know, divinity, which is up to the 12th dimension. Actually, that's, you know, up to the twist. It's infinite. It's infinite. Mm-hmm. I'm climbing my way. I'm right, Donnie? We're climbing our way through the DNA scale.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm going to Sedona in March with, there's 17 of us going, and we all met together a couple weeks ago to, you know, kind of to get to know each other a little bit better. And I just said to him, it's like, you know, it's like a family reunion. I feel like we're family and we're going home. And
nice.
So it's just amazing. I mean, I feel like you guys are family, you know, there's family all over now.
Yeah.
And it's fun and it's exciting because you have similar interests and you learn with grace and ease and similarities rather than polarities. It feels like a lot of times, you know, our physical blood families, we had experiences that were polarities, and now it's so much more fun to have families that we're learning and experiencing in similar ways.
Definitely. You know, it's so funny. I just looked across the street, and there's this big sign that says Universal. I mean, it says Universal Hair Salon, but we didn't really need the hair salon. Because I don't know about any of you guys. Have you noticed the synchronicities are just bouncing everywhere, and whether it be the numbers on the clock or, you know, the song on the radio, opening a magazine, billboards, license plates. I mean, I seem to have walked into a, like, there are actual times it feels like I'm in a movie set. You know what I'm saying? It just feels so like, okay, are you kidding me? That is so perfect. Well, Dawn, tell them about today. That was so cool today with the hawk.
Right. I was sitting there, and this was right before the wall came. I was sitting there, and I can't remember if I was on the phone with someone or I was having a brief little meeting with someone, and all of a sudden this little beautiful hawk just. My office is second story, and I'm a corner office, so I have these beautiful windows and these beautiful maple trees outside my window. And this beautiful little hawk just flew right up and perched right in one of the branches, and it was like, oh, Goldie must be thinking about me. And so I sent her.
And I was!
Saying, oh, my God, that's great.
Well, and then she texted me. She was like, she was like, you know, her hawk just perched up. You know, I love you too. And I went, oh my God! I was like, oh, it was outstanding. Because I'm amazed when there's confirmation in this dimension. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. It really is. And it's so funny because I turn to you guys when I'm having challenges. I mean, energetically, I turn to you guys. Because I feel, you know, on so many levels, understood, you know, in a way that, because I don't know if everybody has this experience, but I'm not used to being me, being authentically me, and being accepted in a group. That has not been my basic experience in this lifetime. And I don't know if that's, you know, I'm not quite aware of past lifetimes. I just know I've traveled most of this journey feeling alone. Mm. And I have never, ever gotten a sense in this M&M group that I was not loved and wanted. And, you know, and even if I've called somebody up and they're like, you know, I only got a few minutes, it just never felt like a brush off. It's just such a beautiful experience to, you know, to just genuinely feel a part of something and a part of, you know, people. I feel a part of the woods, and for me, I can only speak for myself, I've just never really had this connection with the human race.
You know, all the experiences that we go to, like Kripala and Omega and out to the woods and all these different places, we have these divine experiences where we shed our skin and we open up our spirit and our soul, and then you start acting from your soul. You start moving from your soul, and you start speaking from the soul. I was just seeing something with that. I just saw one of my soul friends today, and when we see each other, I know that she knows my soul because she's seen me act it.
Yeah.
And, like, I have no fear around her because I know she knows my soul. She's seen the core of me.
Yeah.
And I've been able to show her that. And
There's a tremendous amount of trust that's built from, it's exactly right. That's the family that I'm talking, you know. Because I get that, you know, third dimension always is like, oh, you know, that's your family. You got to put up with that. That's your family. But it's a whole karma experience, exactly. It's like, that's your family. And in the meantime, you know, you want to know how close family is? Watch when parents die and there's time to have wills and monies and houses be, You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not trying to be blunt, but
right.
Come on. That's when you see how true families really are working, because I have seen brother against brother and sister against sister, and, like, people just get absolutely stupid about the money and that bloodline cut. You know, like, your mom and dad are gone. Now we're going to show our true colors. Where, you know, the soul family, most of us that are connecting with our soul family have gone through at least one dark night of the soul, and we've already given up material things at that point. So, you know, when you've seen somebody at their darkest as well as at their lightest, and there's an acceptance, that's a
The other thing that's really coming to me right now is, with groups in the past, it's like, and I believe with family too, we have connected or we saw the potential of their light.
Okay.
Versus being totally honoring and accepting of who we each are in the moment now. Mm-hmm. And that's what this group feels like, is we, like Stephanie was saying, we know the soul, and the soul is the potential right now. It's not like there's a projection of what each of us are to be.
Oh.
And so often that happens in groups or in, you know, new relationships or with families, is we see their hearts and we know what we think, you know, we project what they should be. And so that, like, a lot of times gets in our way. And with our group, it's like, we do know who we are. And that's, and we accept where each person is right now.
Right on. Right on. That's true. That's true.
Aho.
Aho. Nice. Donnie, I love it. You know, because I also want to say that that dream or the meditation I had about the Andromeda, you know, one of the things that I also got was that me and Dawn are actually a, you know, I don't quite understand it, but we are aspects of each other in, I don't know, I guess another life or another frequency. I'm not, like I said, I'm not quite sure how it works, but I'm the masculine, she's the feminine, she is Isis, I was Horus, and in our coming together, there is a alchemy that is happening between the two of us. And it's so ironic because I was shown that I'm a gatekeeper for the conscious thread of freedom in Sedona, Paris, and Egypt. And I'm laughing because I get the hit from Lisa that I should, you know, not be doing plant medicine. And the only reason why I'm not going to Sedona is because I signed up to do ayahuasca. You know, it's like, you know, when Goldie doesn't get it till after the fact, it's just enough to piss me off, I swear to God. Because I'm like, and that's why I was like, okay, well, I didn't make this trip, but Dawn already told me they're planning a trip to Egypt. I'm there. I mean, because something's going to happen when me and Dawn are in that space together. And I'm not saying something happens, I believe, to everybody. You go to Egypt, you know, you're at the center of the galaxy on somewhere else, you know. And actually, the center of the planet, I mean, Dawn, the center of the planet, while at this point, you know, between now and 2012, that is the center alignment of the galactic center. You know, talk about overkill. That's but you know, I just know it was so funny because when me and Dawn first connected with that whole Almeen thing, you know, well, it was Dawn got a hit that I went to an I signed up for an Almeen pod, and then I put it up on her website. You know, if anybody's looking to room, I already got the room. You know, let's talk. And Dawn told me, she goes, I wasn't even intending on going to the pod, and Spirit basically said, no, you got to meet this girl. Go. And she's like, I guess I'm going to this pod. You know, it was pretty divine from moment one, you know?
Yeah, it was funny because I was getting hits like, you've got a room with her. And I'm you know, I'm arguing. I'm not even going. You've got a room with her.
Exactly. there will be no arguing with spirit. Spirit has a way of getting us. You know, it reminds me of when I first saw my, Spirit had guided me to wake up one day and watch my car get totaled in front of my house. And I was arguing with Spirit at the time. You know, Spirit kept going, get up and get on your computer. And I'm like, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm like, I don't know what this thought is, but I was like, I'm going back to sleep. And Spirit was like, no, you're going to get up and get on that computer. And I don't know how Spirit works it. I really don't. But, you know, I got up and got on the computer in 30 seconds after I did that. Actually, it was about 2 minutes. I saw a girl total my car, you know, parked outside in front of me. And then you go, oh, that's why Spirit was nudging me, okay, really kicking my butt to say, get up and watch this. You know, it's like, and again, that's another thing, you know, which I think is a very important piece to talk about is when you set intentions, even if you're setting intentions from a solo point of view, you know, just from your own self, but especially when you're working group consciousness, if you set the intention, when the change starts happening, don't put the brakes on.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's like we forget we set the intention. You know, it's like change is going to come, but not in the form, in the box, with the bow that you think it's going to come. But what I have clearly gotten from so many beautiful channelers and wisdom, and my own experience even, is that the change that happens will be, it'll be swift, it'll be efficient, it'll be beautiful, it'll have purpose. You know, it's like, it might look like you're going in a completely different direction, like Janine thought she was intending for more book signings, and instead she had a life experience where she literally created a space where a woman doesn't have brain damage because of her presence of, quote, unquote, being in the right place at the right time. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that your book signings aren't extraordinary, but, boy, that's an extraordinary experience to change and be part of that, you know, experience in someone else's life. I promise you at some point, whether dreams or through death or whatever, your souls will dance and go, remember that day? you helped me breathe for 20 minutes when I was clearly not capable of doing so. You know, I mean, that's just like, you can't.
No karma there to clear.
Yeah, if anything, right, it's the beauty to experience the expansive, because yeah, that's where we're at now. You know, limitation, mimitation. We have the potential, you know, and if we utilize it, it's an extraordinary experience. Yay! The wait, what were you guys called? An angels, right?
Yeah,
there was Gigi Benanti was in the back room, and you should see they're glowing. Everybody's glowing. They were all calling in angels in the back room, and nice. Well, you guys look like you had a fabulous night.
Yeah.
Nice. And we even have a guy here. Yay for the men who show up and call in the angels. Where's Gigi? Gigi, come say hello, sweetheart. So, Yeah, it's I'm like ADD. Put me in a store. Show me sparkly things and people walking by.
Here's Gigi.
Gigi, say hi, Gigi. Here, what, just take out the, you don't have to take the, just take the mic out. There you go.
My funny voice? Okay.
No, not your funny. You just guys called in the angels. How'd it
okay,
go?
We did. It was fun. We had a couple of really nice people coming to take the class here at Pymander, Angels and Auras and Intuition. That was the name of it, and they did a really good job.
Nice.
And they said that they never saw auras before. And so I'm very enthusiastic and really happy that they left with being able to see auras.
Well,
and
you know, so funny, they're glowing. I mean, I could see them glowing.
They were. Yeah, they were. And when we called in angels and stuff, and I take workshops here too.
Right.
So some things I learned recently from a workshop I took care of, I used in the class tonight, which is why they're glowing.
Okay,
another way to call in angels that I hadn't thought of myself.
Oh, okay, nice.
So it was really nice. Yeah, they did really well.
They looked,
so,
yeah, I mean.
They were happy
the
when they
sparkle
left.
Sparkle, I mean, places like other people have walked out, but those three walked out, and I was like, you know, I got, oh, deer in the headlights, like,
There's some light going on there.
And the couple started with kind of a little bickering with each other.
But not now.
Not when they left. So I had a really good time.
Way to
so
move the energy.
We moved the energy around.
So Gigi Vinanti, who's been teaching and experiencing Reiki for 3 decades?
1996.
96. Sweet. Outstanding. And give a contact or plug yourself.
Sure.
Please.
Anybody wants to come and take Reiki from me privately in my place, it's 203-852-1150. Website angelhealreiki.com. And I'm always teaching Reiki classes monthly, all the different levels. And Dr. Oz loves Reiki.
You do distant healing?
I do.
The question is, oh, so she does distant healing?
I do distant
and
healing.
So you can call her for. Listen, Gigi's been doing it since 96. She is Norwalk's town Reiki master, hands down.
Well, I didn't say it, but thank you.
You don't have to. I will. Goldie's everybody's cheerleader.
Thank you, cheerleader Goldie.
Listen, it is not a coincidence that you're calling in angels, and we're talking truly expansional tonight. So
okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right.
All right, fly safely.
I will.
All right, hold on. Talk, Steph. I gotta give Alana a hug because I didn't hug her when she came in, and she's got to get going.
I'm talking. Can I sing?
What? Yeah, I think you should sing, Stephanie.
5 years.
I have the mic in my phone here. Or I have the mic in my hand.
You gotta be. And give Matt my love.
I want to sing Diana Ross.
Oh, right now?
I'm coming out.
Good.
No.
Okay, no. Listen,
okay.
You said it. Be careful what you said. I love you, Alana. Do you want to?
No, but I do, actually.
Do we have it in the store?
I don't know if I can.
Eddie, what? What do you mean you don't know if you can? Just, you want backup?
No.
Hold on. Chris, do we have any?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, but we do have, all right, Janine, are you open for singing that amazing puppy song?
Sure, and if I can remember, I'll sing the second part, which is like it's like a story song, and it's a true story. And okay, so let me take a breath.
Yeah,
the first part is a lullaby for the heart, and then the second part is a story song. Okay, get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, move along, little darling, move along, move along. Little baby, do you love me? You know I love you. Can you feel my heart beating? I feel yours too. It's true, the night is falling when angels stroke your head. In the daylight, your mama's calling, move along, move along. Down by the river, I met her again. River bottom lady, she is my friend. Cactus in her belly, twisted trees and rock. Her pine-scented breezes whisper, darling, wake up. So I said her a prayer, and I sang her a song about a little doggie getting along. River bottom lady, with you I am home. Down by the river, darkness did come. Star people calmed me, twice the raven flew on. Down by the river, the doggie moves on. Down by the river, comes the sweetness of dawn.
Yay!
Thank you for having a friend.
Yay, Janine! Thank you!
Oh, by the way, the last line was for Dawn.
Well, I mean, okay, so we got to tell that story, Dawn. You got to tell, share the, about how she sang it in the dog.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Tell, Dawn, tell.
Yeah. So the one night it was only Janine and I on the call, and Janine wanted to start out singing this song, and it was the first week that I had my new little puppy, so it was perfect.
Exactly. Well, and it was truly, and there was some real, like, you know, I mean, Dawn wasn't intending on getting a dog. It had brought up some triggers and some clearings. You know, it was like there was significance that Dawn had a dog. And then Dawn and Janine, you know, on the call, you know, beautifully danced with each other with a confirmation of this beautiful little lullaby of a doggy. You know, I mean, like I said, you can't plan these things, but boy, when they happen, for me, they really, it's like there's a value that goes so much, you know, how would you put a price tag on something just so beautiful in a confirmation that for the moment your choices are exactly what you're supposed to be doing and exactly what you're choosing.
I mean, and then you let it go.
Right, because you can't hold on to that forever because the life will be fluid. It changes. And
uh-huh.
So, and it, you know, it's like, but, and like, I guess it's kind of like what you were saying about, you know, because my intention is fulfillment, every time I have a hit of that or, you know, in the group we have a hit of that, that just, you know, that, it's like cha-ching for me. You know what I mean? That is a payment and a swipe of the card, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, I don't know if I had even shared with you guys, but obviously I had shared with Janine that night, was I had just finished reading her book, The Magic Gown.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And that little lullaby in The Magic Gown. So that's kind of amazing.
See? See, we can't make this stuff up, people. We really can't. It's like putting ourselves into a divine flow, which is, you know, what everybody's, you know, Eckhart Tolle talks about it, and, you know, all the people sharing on how to be, you know, the power of now and all that. It really is about being in the divine flow and playing and trusting and, you know,
trusting.
Yes.
I've experienced limitations as an energy layer on top of my body.
Oh, wow.
And different layers of it.
Yeah.
Just to add that in.
Yeah, but so there's awareness, though, right? See, once there's awareness.
To break off that energetic level so that the divine can come in.
Absolutely.
And come out.
Well, and I was going to say, because I think it's already in, the layer actually is about, you know, what's that saying? You know, there reaches a point in time where the bud must open because it's too painful not to. You know, because that layer is, it's a sheath. Like, I mean, Lisa talks, when I say Lisa Renee, she talks about each chakra being a dimension, and not only a dimension, but like there's different levels of wisdom, per se, because like the ninth chakra is, the portal goes to Andromeda. So there's an expansion, you know, so my ninth chakra and everybody's ninth chakra is in the galaxy. So as I'm climbing my awareness, and there's seals. This is what I got. When I heard Janine saw the seals, I was like, oh, you know, Lisa was talking about there's seals in between each chakra. So, you know, for me, for her to see her seal, it's like, okay. And then part of the wisdom was, you know, be conscious of what you're creating and be aware of your inner voice. And I'm going, yeah, that would be another way of saying, you know, because once we're aware that the whole key to the kingdom is once you're aware, like with tonight with or today, with the energies going crazy, you don't react, you respond. And the beautiful part is, see, for me, responding by not sending those texts, that was divinity for me. And yet for Dawn, the divinity was send the message. Because it's not about one panacea answer. You know, It's about in the awareness of your journey, what is it you're supposed to do in this moment? And it can be polar, forget polar, it can be paradoxically opposite for two different people, and it's still divine. That's diversity and unity, you know, because
anger could be divine.
Absolutely. Anger should be experienced.
It is
divine. It's a desire for change. That's what anger is. According to Bashar, longer than 15 minutes, you're in judgment. So I took a shower right after this all happened because I was like literally in the water going, and then I came out and still felt it. And then I did a meditation with Lisa and I felt it less. Then by the time I was driving here, which was about 45 to 50 minutes, I was good. And then truly, you walk in the door and my heart just goes. Because, you know, another thing that awareness brings to us is, are you focusing on what's wrong or are you focusing on what you want to create? Because I don't even want to say it's what's right, but because I'm like, you know,
I think the group
please.
Supports that. To help create and help. I really feel that. I felt an acceleration of that with since I've been with the group, you know, helping create what I want, as opposed to like when I listen to other people, I don't hear that in them. I hear seeing something more negative, and I'm like, wow, I don't see it that way, and I don't feel that at all. And I think that's accelerated with the group.
It's accelerated. You know, I agree. It's accelerated with me as well. You know, I just had a thought. And then Kristen walked by with a watering can, and I lost my train of thought. No, don't be sorry. I'm telling you, I'm like an ADD child out in the cosmos. You know, something sparkly walks by.
Well, I just thought of, like, sharing our experience last night.
Please.
How fast we moved through it.
Absolutely. Sure, definitely.
So I just started a new group last night, and I had, in the group setting,
plug the group.
My
plug the
experience,
group.
The Health and Wellness Collaborative of Fairfield County, we're bridging the gap between spirituality and medical professionals to provide the fullest life, whole life care that has ever existed on the planet.
Yay! Maybe an applause for that one.
We're on the phone.
Exactly. There you go.
So anyway, we just started the meetings last night, and of course, my first meeting in leading and. Leading, you're always scared to lead. Ooh. And I was experiencing the control. I was thinking in my mind, I have to, no, don't say that. And I was then checking myself, why do you want people to say what you want them to say? And so Goldie was at the group, and she was experiencing her world. I was experiencing mine, so we couldn't really support one another because
right.
we were... In our,
I was spinning, let's be honest. I was a mess last night.
I couldn't get centered and grounded. And we left. I didn't feel good.
I didn't feel good when I left.
We both, and I felt guilt. I was like, oh, so upset that Goldie was not feeling good. And I was feeling guilty. And
Goldie goes down with a ball of fire. I mean, I don't do it quietly.
No, she doesn't.
Everybody knows. Kristen has seen me come out from the back room falling, you know, I'm telling you, when I'm out of balance, it's pretty obvious. So please continue.
It was perfect. And but both of us felt this, like, angst after that, this big tension. I woke up with that. Mm-hmm. I did wake up with that, and I was worried about it until I talked to you.
Right.
And but we transformed in it so quickly. When we spoke, it was in seconds when we got on the phone that it transformed to this higher divinity.
Well, I mean, to Stephanie's credit, she left me an email because before I had left, I verbalized to her that I didn't think I was, it wasn't my space to be a part of this particular group. only in the essence of they're all hands-on healers. They're amazing. I mean, truly amazing. In fact, I'm definitely going to have them on my show, and you know, so you'll be experiencing them. But the work that I'm doing is now I want to network my radio show. That's just where I'm at, and which of course I can say that now, like truly so effortlessly. Last night it was like I was telling Stephanie, please remove your head, place it in my hands. I'm going to pour toxic waste down your neck. You know, like, I mean, I was like, I'm killing Stephanie. And I'm like, I'm not trying to kill Stephanie. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, and if you saw me, I'm telling you, that's how I tell people, losing it is just as much a part of the journey as finding it. It is a dance of...
And you moved through it. You moved through it that she saw... the other side of it, that she wasn't in the right space and the right creation of her authentic self.
Right.
And that's what I was seeing, too, and that I had told her before that the space was too small for her.
She literally did. She was like, yeah. I mean, but it's like, I mean, Stephanie is one of, you know, she's my heart. We're working out together. We're doing M&Ms together. You know, for me, it kept coming across like, why aren't you supporting her? What the hell is wrong with you, Goldie? You know, why aren't you supporting her? And truth be told, Michelle, what's her last name? Mitchell?
Mitchell,
Michelle,
yeah.
Mitchell, who's extraordinary. I mean, I'm telling you, she captivated me with her the presence in her eyes. Because I'm telling you, I went down like, you know, the Hindenburg. It was just a blaze. When I spoke to her right after the group kind of broke up and we were walking around Stephanie's space where there's a healing table and a crystal table, I just immediately went up to her and said, you know, I don't feel like I'm right for this, and I don't know why. And she was like, you do know. You know you're not right. Why can't you say that and be okay with that? And I was like, wow, I don't know. You know, she just, I mean, like within 3.9 seconds, she brought me to a space of, it's okay not to be okay with this group. That's okay.
Yeah. And that I want you to show up as your authentic self.
Always Stephanie tells me that. You know, it was just, you know, these triggers of me and groups and...
And then letting go and then how I was going to react to you not wanting to...
I thought I might lose her friendship. I mean, I really... Because, you know, we all go into, when we're in the spin, it's almost like, and Dawn, you might experience this well, doesn't it seem almost incestual, like we're going into places where, you know, we can be triggered, but the next thing I know, you know, maybe I'm clearing things that are, you know, in the ground from civil war. I don't, you know, like, just, it just seems like it opens up where, you know, it felt so deep and so... devastating.
And I was looking like, where's Goldie? Where'd she go?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm usually calm, cool, and collected. Well, I won't say I'm usually centered. Even in my own craziness, I'm centered. But, you know, I left there feeling like I brought a dark cloud to these incredible healers. I mean, everybody in the room was incredible. And I just was combative. And, you know, I didn't know, and when I saw Stephanie sent me an email today or a text saying, you know, listen, I'm going to send out an email, and you know, I'm going to say that, you know, you're not going to be a part of this, and I just want to make sure that that's what you want before I send it. And I mean, I know it sounds like nothing, but that simple act of kindness and the way she reached to me, it was, you know, I mean, I started bawling my eyes out. I got the kids in the backseat. They're so used to me crying and bawling my eyes out. It's just, oh, Goldie crying again. You know? And I was like, I got to call her. And, you know, we talked, and she was like, Goldie, you know, I love you. Because I was like, I'm
my
not
heart
trying
was
to
like...
hurt you. And yeah. She was like, I was totally anxious and disoriented. And I was like, so was I. I mean... It was just, there was divinity in our reflection because there was no attachment to it. It was, as soon as authenticity came on board,
yeah,
it was embraced. And, you know, nobody's here forcing anybody. You know, it's a dance of organic naturalness. It was awesome.
It'll break.
But yeah.
If it's not inauthentic.
You know, go, Donnie.
What I am really sensing, what I'm really feeling in myself, and, you know, there's a lot of political stuff happening in Wisconsin that's hit national news. I mean, we were like
20 minutes of the Colbert Report the other night, you know? I mean,
for
the...
Real?
For real. With
hey, when you make the Colbert Report...
I know, right?
That's funny. That's
I was
funny.
Like, oh, this is, like, serious now, right?
No, no, wait, who's the other guy? John, whatever. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah, we were the whole half hour for him, for the Daily Report or whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
So what I'm really feeling is this threshold. There's, like, this threshold of, and I believe it's a little bit different for some people, but there's kind of this underlying thing in hearing you guys talk, and it really is about being authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like there's this threshold, and it's showing up in anger because this is the way it's been, and I don't want to change the way I've always done things. It's showing up as, you know, being a victim because, oh, they want to take this thing away from me, even though it might be the best thing. You know, it's kind of showing up in all these different ways, but energetically in the universe, it feels like, or at least in the earth, there's this threshold that's here, and it's like, okay, we need to, it's almost like there's this little barrier or like a
membrane?
Like a little hymen, a membrane, yeah, that we need to like push through
right.
move to that next level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and that's what I think you guys were feeling. You know, I was feeling it today. You guys were feeling it last night. You were feeling other things today in different ways, too. But it's like all
right,
this old stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like Goldie, kind of for you, it's like you're awesome with smaller, intimate groups and doing the networking through Facebook and through the radio show.
Right.
And yet at some level, do you compare yourself when you get into this other group? You know, you're talking about these awesome healers and you're awesome in healing in your own way and you don't necessarily fully recognize that, you know?
Yeah, I've been told that. Indeed. Well, and then when I don't recognize it, I come across as, you know, all right, listen, I'm the dark one here, God damn it. And this is the way I do it. I do it through, you know, catastrophe and catalytic, you know, because it's almost like I have to paint myself into a corner of, you know, because I don't feel as good, well, then I'm just going to be the bad teacher. You know, the Heyoka.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And,
yeah.
And so it's...
They were pretty,
you know,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is all really cool because it's like, so, you know, you kind of recognized what you did and
mm-hmm.
and you stayed authentic and went, that's not the right place for me right now.
Right, right.
You know, and that's okay. And that's, you know, that's where I was at today and, you know, in this place in this corporate
right.
world where
right.
I'm feeling I'm not 100% being authentic and it's time for me to stand up for that, you know,
mm-hmm.
so.
Right on, Dawn.
So,
right on.
Kudos,
yeah.
you know, good job.
Yeah. Way to go, and, you know, I'm telling you, it was the Hindenburg guys. And I know, see, Dawn's worked with me with the pods and the creation of the Alvine stuff. She's seen me go Hindenburg. Janine hasn't seen it yet, but I'm Janine, don't worry, we'll have our moment.
There was nothing better than you in 10 minutes packing up that pod and leaving, you know. They normally, like, dance at the end of the pod for an hour after Almeen leaves, and no, Goldie had everything picked up.
picked up. And
I'm telling you, Al Ming walked out through the doors, and I swear to God, a voice in my head went, pack, go. I mean, I was extremely stretched to my absolute limit, not just being around the whole energy of Al Ming. I was facilitating. Me and Dawn were facilitators where, you know, I had gone to two other pods, and, you know, it's very different when you're just a participant and then when you're in charge of why the coffee's not in the back and, you know, because you got to be fifth dimensional, so to speak, or I should say multidimensional and third dimensional and functioning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you're just not present. You got to function during this, and it's like, and I mean, I'm telling you, Dawn, cool as a cucumber. You know, I'm causing fights with roommates. I am like, poor Kimmy, remember? I'm making a girlfriend of mine who had a minivan drive Al Ming everywhere, and then I'm like sitting in the passenger seat going, go faster, go faster. You know, I'm telling you, it's a good thing I am somehow gifted with whatever I am, because if not, I would have been left at the back of the line a long time ago. I think people put up with me because, I don't know, there's something about me that's got a little kick. Yeah. I'm like tequila with a kick. I'm good, but if you have a little too much of me, you get a little headache. But no, it's all good. I'm channeling something in the score there, Chris. So, okay, what is it? We got 15 more minutes just about. Any
questions from the callers?
Oh, questions. Yeah, let's bring on Tiger.
He's still there.
Of course he's still there. Just talk to him. There you go.
Tigray.
Hello.
No.
Oh,
is Tiger,
who's this?
Well, his I guess he put the phone down. Maybe he ran to the bathroom. Ah!
Bonjour.
We caught you.
Hey, Peachy Pants.
Bonjour. Are you there?
We are. Hey, baby.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to have to bail. My brother just said I got some pizza, so
no
noise out here.
Friend. All good.
So it's good hanging out with you guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
You got it. Bye, T-Gray.
Ciao, ciao. Hasta la vista. Thanks.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Who is that?
Okay, well, and we had callers that were listening, but they're not here anymore. So it's us.
So it's us in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else can we say about, you know, just amazingness?
I'm feeling it in my body.
Mm.
And I've been working during the show. I've been working my body and expanding my cells, what we're discussing right now, because I feel like when we leave from here, I go back to where I am in my world, and I'm trying to let the consciousness settle in within my cells, so there's not such that difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's an important thing for everybody to recognize. We are bringing spirit here. We are bringing these dimensions in. You know, you might travel in these dimensions in a meditation, but that's simply almost like a web, you know, where we're gathering frequencies and bringing them back into the third dimension. It is the third dimensional body that's ascending. You know, I'm not quite understanding, but I know. Who here has seen the movie Inception?
Anybody? I did.
Janine?
I did.
Yeah. It was
okay.
About the dreams, right?
Well, and then not just the dreams. I mean, the whole space of certain collapse, you know, like as they were waking up, they were collapsing reality.
Oh, yeah.
That, for me, that just, there was this, like, ring of a bell, like, that's what's happening, Goldie. And because in the collapsing of it being a separate reality, it's integrated into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I highly, highly recommend seeing that movie. And in fact, since it's my show, I'm going to plug it. And I would love it. Janine and Dawn, if you want to join it, I'll get you the movie too, Steph. Next Wednesday, just so you know, if it's okay, use your conference number. Okay. Next Wednesday, we are doing a conference call. It's free, based on the movie of Inception, because I felt so much wisdom and awareness. Just it felt like it is the Matrix movie of today, and that I think that sharing it in a group conversation with everybody, you know, kind of empathically connecting and speaking about these dimensions and dream states and, you know, that we can garnish tremendous information. So next Wednesday is March 2nd, 8 to 10. I'll post it on Facebook, the conference number and the access code. It's free. The only requirement is that you have a phone and you've seen the movie. Because I think, I feel that there was just aspects of that movie that, you know, I might not have a total grasp on, but it just called me and said, this is what's happening through. Because, like, here, one of the things that I got was, you know, when, have you guys seen The Matrix, the trilogies, The Matrix?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, most of the main characters in, like, The Matrix, Lord of the Rings, you know, it seems like there's a core group of people that on some level are, have the assignment or the contract to get the job done. You know, and it's like, and there was, you know, there were some that you know, went in the ships in The Matrix, and then there was Neo and Trinity who, you know, had to have one ship to go. And the way it feels to me is that there's this divine orchestration that if you're living your purpose, it by proxy makes you one of the characters that can't be destroyed. Because I was speaking to a friend of mine last night because of the whole Hindenburg experience, and he's pretty expanded, and he was like, Goldie, there's so many entities working with you. And I'm like, I believe that there is like this divine protection. And it's not that if I walk in front of a moving truck, I'm going to die. This isn't about that I can't be killed.
No.
But when we're working our divine contracts to help the planet and to help the whole essence of, you know, the Creator ascend, you are clearly protected in ways that, you know, I mean, it's going to sound crazy, but that you could actually walk out and where a car might have been, now the car will have a reason to stop or, you know, whatever. You know, you'll go into, like I remember Alana, when me and Alana were getting chased by several cars. I was going through brick walls. I was going over tree stumps. I mean, there was something happening to the physical environment that we were bending the rules of physics. And that the car wasn't, you know, dropping, you know, major parts under the car because we were running over these things. It was just going through. So I don't have the explanation of it, but my feeling on this, and this is what my beautiful group teaches me, feel intelligence, don't intellect intelligence, is if we connect to our soul purpose, the passion will be there, the protection will be there, we'll make it through this potentially very dark time of the birthing of the goddess energy and the birthing of the unity consciousness. But I also get that, and if certain people die, it's almost like, well, it's just that dimension collapsing because somewhere else that person has the core self, because it feels like the core self can't die. Only aspects or projections of the core self can die, because it's not the aspects that is connected in source. It's just a projection of it. Does that make sense?
I saw something, but
okay, Donnie, what do you think on that?
I believe, you know, it is, for me, what it is it's like the aspects of you in other dimensions and in, you know, there's no time and space, but yet there's,
you know, these other lifetimes that are simultaneous.
Right.
And so it's, and you can change them. You know, you can change, you can see what, it, you know, you're maybe meditating and you see a lifetime a certain way, and then there's, you know, something that doesn't feel great for you, right? And so you choose to find the truth in what that was representing at that moment, and it becomes something different.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was getting, what I just heard was, it's the dream within a dream within a dream. Those aspects are collapsing. You know, it's like we're moving up the ladder of awareness through the dream state, which, and, you know, and you kind of look at this from the whole Course of Miracles, that, you know, what is, nothing of illusion can hurt you, and everything that's real. No, how is that? No, I screwed that one up pretty good. Well, however it is, it's just a matter of the illusions are gonna go away. And I'm not saying, like I know myself, this is what the authenticity is. It's showing us that we're not the dreamer. We are the real being. But what we're watching, you could be watching a person on the street that's an aspect of them that's not the authentic aspect. So if they do happen to get hit by a car, it could just be a level of their awakening that dream has now, that space has collapsed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're witnessing it.
Right.
And that's bizarre.
And it's, you know, remember how Amin used to talk about, you necessarily weren't born into this lifetime, but that you walk.
Yes.
Into these lifetimes, right?
Yes.
So it gives a clearer understanding of that idea.
It absolutely. And Lisa's stuff supports this as well. And that's amazing. And that's why it's, you know, how many times have gurus or these very expanded beings said, don't believe everything you see. You know, the literal eyesight is not law.
Mm-hmm.
Gut, emotions, the heart, that your cells, yes, believe that. But that which is projected is can be manipulated and twisted and truly, I think, beyond what we've ever been told. You know, and what's happening is that beyond what we've ever been told is becoming our aware. We're becoming aware of that which we weren't told. And, you know, it can look a little crazy, but on the same thought, once we awaken fully, where we are now is going to look really crazy. You know, it's good. What do you
so
think about
that? So,
you know,
Goldie?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know who was starting to say. I thought it was you, Janine, that was starting. So I wanted, please speak.
Oh, I just, it's almost like, I can explain it, but I can't explain it, but there's this different way of sensing that I've noticed in me that has to do with right placement, but it's like it's a sensing or a sensory that I haven't experienced before, but when, like, just even when something happens and it seems extraordinary, but it probably isn't, but it validates the sensing or sensory that there's just a right placement that I'm in, and it's a sensory or a sensing that I've never experienced before.
And I don't know.
It's like it seems like a development of some kind, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's almost like, you know, if you had a muscle that you have never used and you realize you're using it, but you're kind of not used to it yet, well, that's how this feels. It's like I get confirmed on this sensing right placement thing, but it's like new. It's new to me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, remember the line in The Matrix when Neo had all the needles in his body, and after he had been unplugged and He was like, "What? Why do my eyes hurt so much?"
Yeah,
and Morpheus said to him,
"Because
you've
never used them before."
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean by the movie is exactly. Please.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like a sensing, and you know, maybe. I just it's beyond the what I used to know or something, but
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we are at the top of the hour. I couldn't have spent well we're actually at the top of the 2 hour. And nobody crashed and burned. How wonderful is that? Right on staff.
I got a belly full of gas.
Oh.
That usually happens. Energy.
I love it. All right. Well, I want to plug Pymander Bookstore, Norwalk, Connecticut, 203-854-5586. 5596? Oh, I'm on a different line. Gotcha. 854-5596. And it's a fabulous bookstore. You come in, it smells divine. There's workshops going on. Kristen will order any book you want. She has plenty of books and beautiful angels. It's really good energy. She's an amazing soul. I'm truly blessed as well that
many of the healers from around the area.
Many of the healers, readers, amazing people, including me and Stephanie. I can't even tell you how many times I've had situations in Kristen's bookstore that have just knocked me off my clock. And to be quite honest, Kristen is very maternal. I mean, she just wraps her loving energy around you, shows compassion, and says, you know what, today's another day. Let's just keep going forward. So I think that's the message of all of this, that it's just another day. All right, I love you guys. Dawnie, you're amazing. Janine, I love you. Tell your book where they can reach your book. Magic Gown.
It's called The Magic Gown, and you can get it in any bookstore. Just ask them to order it or Amazon.com, and you can go to my website JanineKimmel.com.
And what I'm going to do too is I'll edit the page for this archive and put your book up.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dawn, do you have any Wisconsin updates of, anything you guys are doing out there?
I don't have anything. I have things scheduled in the future. You know, big thing coming up is this big group of us going to Sedona. Right. And just looking forward to having a great time with that. And so
DNA.
People can DNA, yeah. The radio show, I'll be on Goldie's radio show again. And she and I are in chat about that, if it's going to be the third or fourth Thursday next month. And it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, and I think, the fact that it's a fourth, I realize it's after Sedona, so whatever you're going to experience, which I believe I'm going to experience with you, the whole group, of course, that's what we've just been sharing. Because if it works for you, of course, Goldie had a scheduling boo-boo. and Dawnie's flexibility. Dawnie is third Thursday, and in March you'll be fourth Thursday. But it's just in March. So if you're cool with that, Dawn. I mean, if you're cool with that, that
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
It's
awesome.
Perfect.
Because, yeah, the woman that I have booked for the third Thursday, it's taken me about 4 months to get her. So I'm afraid if I move her, I'll lose her. No, she's a fabulous
No,
lady.
No, no.
Awesome.
It'll be
awesome.
Perfect.
And isn't it always, right? It's just the way it is. So I love you all. Thank you all for spending your energy and your shine and your radiance with me on this fabulous fifth anniversary. Onward, upward, inward, outward. It is an amazing, amazing life. Oh, you're so welcome, Janine. I love you. Love you all.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy
welcome.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
All right. I will speak to everybody soon. Have a fabulous, fabulous night. Namaste.
You too. Bye.